And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Roland checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Some of you aren't doing so well. You got issues. Okay? I know. Stress, anxiety, confusion, worry. Okay? Well, maybe I can help. Let's look at life from the spiritual side for a little while, if you don't mind. Because there is a spiritual side to life. We all know that. We kind of brush it under the carpet and we pretend that, you know, it's not there. But it is there. And at certain times and places in our life, especially when times get tough or when something big happens, you know, something big, then we remember the spiritual side of life. But would it be nice to remember it all the time, to have it always there like a beautiful little refrain of music, always in the background? Well, you know, there were a couple of people in the Bible, Noah and also Enoch, I believe, or was it Elijah? And it was said that they walked with God. They walked with God. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing to be able to say? That you walk with God. Well, maybe I can help. See, you may be closer. See, remember when Christ one time said, the kingdom of heaven is within you, and it's all around you. Okay? But you're not aware of it. It's like a parallel dimension. It's right there. But you're not aware of the kingdom of heaven. You know why? Well, you are aware. When your conscience bothers you, see, then that is something coming from the kingdom of heaven. A little something, a little light is coming. Okay? A little bit of light is coming from God and shining in your soul and making you aware that you did something not good. See, if you are impatient with your kids, or you resent your husband, judge your husband, or you are angry and resent your wife, things like that, okay? Then you have a little bit of conscience. Well, that's the light from God. See, now, if you walked with God like Enoch did, like Elijah did, like Noah, like Moses, like Jeremiah, Ruth, see, Mary, Paul, see, people like that. And down through history, there have been very nice people, some of who you would never know, you wouldn't know of them, but then some you would know, people like, you know, St. Francis de Sales and Brother Lawrence and Teresa of Avila. There have been people, Madame Guyon, François Fenelon, see, Thomas A. Kempis, there have been people who have somehow found a way to get a little closer to God, see. Wouldn't that be nice to kind of snuggle up? Remember when you were a little tiny child, maybe you had a really good grandma or a really good grandpa, see, or your dad or your mom, and you could just plop down on the couch and just snuggle up next to them, you know, while you're sitting there watching TV or something, and you felt secure, okay? Well, wouldn't that be nice? You could snuggle up a little closer to God in a spiritual kind of a way. But you know something? If you could snuggle up a little closer to God spiritually, then you would feel His warmth. You would feel His love, sense His love. Okay? And if you do that, then all your problems would melt into insignificance. Most of them would resolve themselves. Your issues would be a thing of the past. and you would look forward to a bright future. Let's continue after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Now, I've got to mention something very, very important right now. This is an infomercial. I buy the airtime from the station, from several stations, and I put this on as an infomercial, so I'm only on once a week. This may be the only time you ever hear me. This is your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear someone like me, okay, who has some very valuable information. So be sure to write down the website. Write down my website so you can find me, because I'm not going to be on the radio tomorrow or the day after, the day after. I'm not going to be there. I'm only on once a week for 15 minutes. You may never find me again, so write down the website. Okay? Now we're talking about how to get closer to God. See, the problem now is you've gotten lost, and I was talking about the kingdom of heaven and the light from God, okay, that you are aware of as either as conscience or as anxiety. See, you may not even realize that it's your conscience. It just feels like a vague anxiety. Something, you sense something is amiss. You're not living life properly. Okay? You're messing up and you don't even know how. You don't even know how. See? But you can sense it deep in your being. Well, that's God's light. It's still there. It's there. So if your conscience bothers you a little bit, then actually you should go out and do cartwheels of happiness, because it means the light from God is there. See? Still pursuing you, still calling you back. Now, your problem is that you can't see the forest for the trees. You've gotten so lost in your issues, so lost in the things of the world, the excitements, the disappointments, the highs, the lows, the treachery, the deceit, the problems, the issues, the worries, See, you've gotten so lost in your own problems and other people's problems, and then you make mistakes. See, the reason you're a lot of people say I'm confused. For a long time, I couldn't understand why they keep, they come to my website. Sometimes they email me or they send in a prayer request. I'm confused. I never used to hear that years ago, but I'm hearing it more and more now. But now I understand why. I understand why. See, the closer you are to your conscience or to the inner light, the closer you are to God's light, when you're not far away from it, like when you were a little child, you were very close. That was when you were the closest to God's light, when you were a little child. Okay? And so it was a happy world. It somehow brought a joy, a happiness, a happy-go-lucky quality. See, to your life. But then you lost it. You lost it. And how did you lose it? Because, well, you became emotional. People emotionalized you. They upset you. They teased you. They put you down. And people were cruel and confusing. And you became emotional. And you became angry and upset and resentful. Okay? And then you got all caught up in trying to get back what you lost. See, what you lost was a spiritual value. All the good that could have come to you from within. Even as Albert Einstein became the great scientist, it all came from within. He didn't learn any of that stuff in school. Isaac Newton. See, the great people, the noble people. See, it comes from within. It glows from within. See? So you have to find it within. But you went out in the world looking for it. You look for it in friends and in relationships and boyfriends and girlfriends and in school and getting degrees and in getting a promotion and and in excitement. You looked for it everywhere out in the world. You couldn't find it. Then you went to different organizations and tried all different things. You couldn't find it. It's inside, okay? So you want to get closer to God. Then you have to get out of your upsets. You have to come out from the forest, okay? Come out from the forest so you can get a perspective. When you come out from being submerged in your emotions and submerged in your thoughts, see, and in your imagination, and lost in your texting and all that stuff, when you come out from under it, see, then you're closer to God. Then you can have a perspective on things. You can begin to see things objectively. See, and then you can walk with God, and you'll have just-in-time guidance. That wordless guidance will be with you. Wordless guidance will be there with you at every moment of your life. See, so you go through life, and you go about your business, and you're a mom or a dad, and you do your work, and you do everything that you do, but it's always there. See. You always check with it, see, and if nothing is restraining you, then you go ahead, okay, with what you're doing, and it provides a very delicate guide for you, okay? Wordless guide, the wordless word within. So if you want to get out from being lost in your emotions, then check out my meditation, okay? Could help you, and some of my lectures, and I've got the resources to help you. That's what I'm here for. I've been in training now for 25 years. This is your chance. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everyone. Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet, if you could just learn to get upset so easily. Okay? And your biggest problem, if you're like most people, if you're like 99% of people, your biggest problem is resentment and judgment, which then becomes anger and upset, okay? And then afterwards you feel guilty. And confused. See, here's another thing that you need to know. See, you need to know these things, and nobody teaches you these things. So here's what happens. Remember I said earlier in the program that the answer to all your problems is to get closer to God. To be in touch with Him. See, He's always there. See, God is there, but you have become separated through Him by getting lost in your problems, getting lost in your emotions and your excitements and your highs and your lows. And then that pulls you down into your thoughts and your imaginations, and then you're lost between your ears, and then what? Then eventually, what happens? All those thoughts that dominate you, they become negative. Then they become doubts and fears and worries and all that kind of stuff. All of those come from being separated from God, who would, being in touch with Him. So you need a rapport with Him. See, you know how it is, how with some people, when you meet them, it's like you've known them your whole life. Okay, and other people, when you meet them, it's like gears grinding. Okay, it's like pulling teeth. You just can't establish a rapport with them. Okay, well, what's happened is that in your pride, okay, your inherited pride and then acquired pride, see, through all of your cultural conditioning and habits and so forth, that have gradually separated you from what you would have been and could have been if you hadn't been messed with. See, you could have been an Albert Einstein or a Madame Curie or a Susan B. Anthony or a George Washington or a Paul or a Jeremiah or a Ruth. See, you could have been those, but instead you became something totally, a creature of conditioning, a creature of culture, cultural conditioning. And so now you defend all your little cultural habits and your clothes and your group identification and all that stuff. You defend all of those things as if they were yours, as if they were you, but they're not. They're just simply slapped on from the outside. Okay? But if you had maintained your rapport with the good Lord, if you had maintained your rapport with Him, which you were very close to when you were a little child, then you would have grown naturally in His light to be what you were intended. But now you've become changed and altered and transmogrified through conditioning, culture, and external suggestions, okay? So now what has happened is that you are buried under layer after layer after layer after layer after layer of trauma. That's right, traumas. Things in your head that don't belong there, that came in through from the outside, through reacting emotionally, and getting upset, and so on. So what you need to do, what you need something to help you to pull back, to take a mental step back from your excessive involvement with imagination and thoughts and emotions. Okay, so you can calm down, get centered, okay, and hold those things from the past at bay. Those need to be held at bay. And then at the same time, you can go out in the world and now begin to deal properly, patiently, with composure and reason with the new events that happen and people that you encounter. Okay? And I can't think of anything better to help you with what I just said than my easy meditation. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. This is an infomercial. I'm only on once a week on most stations for 15 minutes. So this is a golden opportunity, perhaps your only opportunity, to hear me. I do have valuable information. I can show you how to get out of your negative thoughts, learn how to stand back from them, gain some perspective and become centered, okay, and thereby become a little closer to God. That's right, a little closer to God's influence, let's put it that way. See, God is your heavenly Father. He's a Father you've never known. All you've known is your earthly Father. Your earthly Father undoubtedly failed you. See, most dads, although many dads are decent, many dads are halfway decent or decent. They do the best they can, but see, no one tutored them either. And because of the way men are and the way women are, they come together and then issues develop, okay, and misunderstandings, and then a lot of times the marriage is not so good. There's conflict, and underneath is resentment and judgment and, see, unfinished business, and sometimes there's a divorce, okay? But a lot of times, even if there's no divorce, dad is there, but he's kind of weak, okay? He's kind of weak, and he's not the George Washington of the family, the Moses of the family. See, father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And when father is weak, when he's woman-centered instead of God-centered, see, most men are woman-centered, okay, then he does not have that rapport with God. He doesn't have a rapport with God, and when he does not have that rapport, then he's just an animal, just a very clever animal. That's what we are when we don't have understanding. Look, when you were a little child, remember sometimes, see, people talked at you instead of to you. You know, you tried to explain something to them, and they had a hard heart, and they wouldn't understand. You couldn't understand how they got it so wrong. See, how they could be so heartless or so mean or so lacking in understanding. You wondered about that. Well, see, when we fall away from being close to God, fall away from that inner light, from conscience, then we become little more than clever animals, controlled by the outside and controlled by forces that we don't even understand, and then we make mistakes. So the bottom line is your dad undoubtedly failed you. Okay? And if he did, then you must forgive him. That's very important. You have to forgive your earthly father. Realize he couldn't help himself. He did the best he could. No one was there to help him and guide him either when he was a little boy. See, the world was too much for him. See, and forgive your poor unloved mom, okay? Forgive everyone. Start to let go of your grudges against other people. Now that you're older, now you can see that you're not doing so good yourself. You're messing up, you don't even know how. Well, that's the way they were. They didn't want to mess up. They weren't deliberately being cruel or mean. They just didn't understand. So forgive them, okay? And when you begin to forgive other people, that opens the door to the relationship with God. See, in order to have a relationship with your heavenly Father, you have to forgive your earthly father. You cannot hate your earthly father. You cannot have a grudge against your earthly father and find your heavenly Father, okay? So begin to forgive other people, especially your father who failed you, okay? And then get the little meditation that I have so you can learn to stand back. Get out from being subject to your thoughts. Okay? And then you'll have some more perspective. You'll be centered. And then, because of the inclination of your soul, see, if your soul inclines toward wanting to know the truth, if your soul inclines toward wanting to know to have God in your life, see, then the contact can be made. The contact can then be made with your heavenly Father. And then you begin then to welcome his light. See, up until now, see, what I didn't mention is that your pride, your natural pride and your acquired pride through cultural conditioning and outside influences, and then becoming angry and resentful toward people, that pride blocked you from God. See, God is the great ego of the universe. He's the great I am. He has a right to be proud. He's done a lot of really cool things. He created the universe. He created you. He gave you life. See? He did a lot of really wonderful and great things, so he has a right to be proud. But when you're proud, when you puff up, judge other people and puff up in pride, see, then you come in conflict with God. That's how you know he exists. Okay? So now you need to soften that pride a little bit, begin to let go of it, okay? Then you can begin to find your Heavenly Father. Develop a rapport with him, and your life will improve immediately for the better. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. Be sure to visit talktoapastor.org. That's where all my resources are. My free meditation. Remember, it's free. It's complimentary. Okay? To help you to get out of negative thoughts and get stabilized and centered. See, some people say it helps them with their prayer life. It's very hard to pray when you're upset. So when you get calm, it's easier to pray. So it has a lot of possible benefits. And also, you can read my books and read dozens and dozens of articles about improving relationships and solving life issues. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.